The objective of this program, called the Maternal and Young Child Nutrition Security Initiative, is to reduce undernutrition, especially to reduce stunting in children under 5, and also to reduce anemia in children and women of reproductive age. UNICEF is working in 3 southern provinces, in Saravan, Sekong, and Attapur. This project is supported by EU.
Can you describe the health condition of the mothers and the expectant mothers in general? Do they also rely heavily on rice?
Rice is a staple food in Laos, so mothers eat rice. The calorie intake may be fine, but the quality of the food is not adequate because the mothers generally tend to take rice with salt or some seasoning. There's very little intake of fish, meat, or chicken. So the protein intake is low, and also the fat consumption is low. The vegetable and fruit intake tends to be low, so the micronutrient intakes are also low.
Is it because these food groups are not available?
No, the food groups tend to be available, but the awareness is limited. And also the food taboos, like say during pregnancy or in lactation or after delivery, there are certain practices that also limit the intake. Say, for example, in pregnancy, there's a tendency to undereat in order to avoid weight gain.
You said that the women undereat when they are pregnant. Is there a problem of obesity in Laos in general?
No. The reason why they tend to undereat is they fear that the child will be big and the delivery may be difficult.
I see. And how is UNICEF promoting this project? Are you using the media like radio and television?
We use different approaches. We support the Ministry of Health to implement a number of interventions. These interventions would be outreach, where the health center staff would go to the villages and they would deliver the program, or the villagers come to the health center to seek services. Also, we work with the civil societies like Lao Women's Union and Village Health Volunteers to deliver the program. And we partner with other agencies as well.
Some children are very picky to begin with, and giving them healthy food is a challenge in and of itself. Do you have any tricks or methods to share with the mothers to help them succeed with giving them, you know, the right food?
The period from pregnancy to 2 years of life is really important, and that is a critical period. We call it the 1,000 days period. So this is where good nutrition is important. Otherwise, if it is not provided, then this would affect the person's growth, the child's growth and development later on. So appropriate food for the mothers is important. And also to promote early initiation of breastfeeding and to continue breastfeeding and give nothing else until 6 months of life. And then after 6 months, to provide good complementary food along with breastfeeding, which should continue at least until 2 years of life. In addition, other hygiene practices, hand washing with soap, this is also important to recommend. There are also other things to provide vitamin A from 6 months of life, and also deworming. And if there's diarrhea, to provide zinc for the treatment of diarrhea. The other things that we promote is the micronutrient powder sprinkles that has a number of vitamins and minerals that can be added to the food.
When did this program start, and do you have any success stories to share?
This program started in 2011. It is a 4-year program until 2014. There are many success stories. For example, the acute malnutrition, where the child who was severely malnourished was provided treatment in the community, and this child was provided EasyPase.
What exactly is EasyPase?
It is therapeutic food. This child will consume this food for the required number of days till the child gets cured and attains appropriate weight. When we started this program earlier, we had the emergency period when the rates of acute malnutrition were really high. Then following this program, which we implemented along with the UN agencies as well, like WFP and WHO, so now the rates have come down and it is below the emergency level. Another one is that of sprinkles, where we provide, and the children, the caregivers, after they give the sprinkles or the multiple micronutrient powder, they have reported that the children have become more active and they grow well.